This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This weekend it's Easter, so it's a good time to talk about Easter eggs. Not the kind you paint and dye and hide in real life, but the kind that people hide in video games, internet memes, and television shows. The television show Archer on FX, which follows the trials and tribulations of a United States spy agency, recently put together one of the most epic Easter egg hunts of all time. In one episode of the animated show's sixth season, a serial number on an agent's badge led fans on a journey through the internet. Mark Patterson is lead motion designer and the primary genius behind, or evil genius perhaps, behind the Easter eggs on the show. Mark, thanks for chatting with me.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
So can you break down this actual Easter egg and how it worked in 30 seconds or less?
Yeah, well, we've always done like this kind of thing in isolated points, I guess. Like,
right, a single joke, if you will.
Right. Right, and they would always be, it would be one thing they found and someone would post it online. But this time around, I just wanted to do something that connected them all together so that there was some kind of trail to it. Like, they had to go from one to the next thing, and then maybe they had to come back to the episode to get the next clue. It would constantly keep it going, you know?
Did you, like, basically build this massively weird wormhole that one has to go down? Did you start out with that plan and then just kind of insert them into the episodes? Or did you just make a bunch of random Easter eggs in the episodes and then figure out a way to connect them?
No, they were definitely pre-planned. The only thing that I would say is that there was not that many at first. There was probably 10 steps, and then it got to the end. Once they got there, I realized that there wasn't enough stuff to sustain it till the end of the season. So I spent probably like a whole weekend adding in about 30 to 40 additional steps. And
you're such a jerk, Gattigan.
The only way I could get something into a show was to put it on like a computer screen, because my sort of main role at the company is to produce all the motion graphics and the interfaces on. So anytime someone uses a computer or a phone or something, there's a little graphic on there.
Right.
So I do animation, but I also predominantly do that too. So that was literally the only chance I would get to put something on. And that explains the gap between episode 2 and the next clue being episode 7. That huge gap was literally, I was waiting for something to come along and I was looking at the scripts and I was thinking like, oh, God, there's nothing in this episode.
One of the things that is used to really interesting effect, at least to me, is a spectrogram.
Aphex Twin, he does that quite a lot. It's something that I was aware of mainly through him, and there are other examples of it, but it's a way of just encoding or hiding a message within the audio data. It's not the waveform. It's not like the, you know, like the wavy line part. It's a different way of analyzing the audio, but it's still visual. So you have to go that extra step to see it, because I think most audio programs would only show you the waveform by default. So you'd have to go an extra step to look at the spectrogram.
Let's be real. Who actually found this? It was a plant, right? You had to have planted a breadcrumb on Reddit or somewhere for people to have discovered this, right?
No, they were...
Really?
That's the nice thing about Archer is the fans are already always looking out for this kind of thing. So I was banking on them knowing to be looking for stuff, because they've previously shown that they have found stuff. So the very start of it was episode 2, Conway Stern's profile screen in this particular shot was big enough where I could put a code on the screen and it'd still be read. It wasn't a small screen in the background, it was very prominent. So I was able to put a code in hexadecimal. And that's something I've used before, so they know to decode that. So that was the starting point. They were left with a code that they thought was an encrypted message, so they were waiting for something to decrypt the message with. But what they actually had was the encryption key, and they were waiting for a message. So it was like flipped around.
Can you give me a hint of another one that's out there? Can you give me a breadcrumb? Come on, a smidge.
Well, I can, because I think by the time this goes out, they might have already found it. In the season finale, there's going to be a code hidden in there, not a text code, but a different kind of code, and it's only going to be one frame. So they're really going to have to look out for it.
They've got to be really quick with the pause.
Yes, and the code is kind of mean, because it's only half of the code. The rest of it is somewhere else.
It's on one frame, and it's half of the code.
Yeah, I can't make it too easy anymore.
Are you at the point now where the people who make the show with you are finally hip to the fact that they need to give you more computer screens to put into the show?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, this season finale, there's so many screens. I spent the whole time just designing how they look and, you know, putting them everywhere. So there may be something in those. Maybe not.
Mark Patterson is lead motion designer and the primary evil genius, I'm going to say, behind the Easter eggs that are in the show Archer. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.